Dr. Dom Kondo is on the line, and we're talking, well, after the tragic loss of Warnie from a heart attack at 52, which is way too young, we're talking about some lifestyle factors that affect us and, how long we might actually live. Now, we've talked about diabetes, we've talked about cholesterol, and there is good and bad cholesterol. Another factor for these sorts of things is high blood pressure, and that's a little bit more tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So the blood pressure, I mean, again, can be caused by different things, and they're often related, like the heart disease and the high blood pressure often go hand in hand. But what we know is that salt can have an impact on blood pressure. So if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure, which again can be genetic as well, then we do need to monitor the salt intake, because essentially what salt does is it puts extra pressure on the heart to pump throughout the system, because it essentially puts more water into the cells. And so, and unfortunately, 70% of salt that we eat in the Australian diet comes from processed food, not salt that you add at the table. So it's really important that you start to understand how much salt is added to food. Because, you know, did you know that cornflakes per 100 grams has more salt than potato crisps? Isn't that fascinating?
Isn't that just crazy? Look, and some of those low-cal soft drinks are laded with salt as well.
Absolutely. So you have to be aware of that. I guess with the diabetes thing, a lot of people think, oh, you know, it's just because you eat too much sugar, which is not always the case. But when you are diagnosed with diabetes, as we said, it's that type of carb that's really important. And you really do want to try and avoid the processed carbohydrate, because the way to manage diabetes is to manage those sugar levels so that they are stable. The issue with diabetes, and where it leads to so many health implications, is when the sugar levels are all over the place. And that happens when you don't have consistent carbohydrates and when you're eating quite processed carbohydrates. So you don't need to avoid carbs at all, but we need to eat consistent amounts in our meals. And it needs to be from more like your higher, well, we call it low GI, which it tends to be your higher fiber, your more grainy sort of carbohydrates.
So I suppose, Dom, first thing we need to do if we want to get a baseline is get a full workup of our bloods and see where we're at, and then we can make adjustments to our lifestyle beyond that.
Absolutely. And for all these conditions, physical activity, we know, is just up there as the number one management. And so you don't need to start running marathons, but, you know, meeting the 30 minute a day can really, really help do it. So, yeah, biggest thing is keep an eye on your bloods as soon as you start to get older and if you do have a genetic history. And just know that it's manageable, and the way to prevent it is to have a pretty healthy diet beforehand and move a bit. As simple as that sounds.
Well, no, look, it is pretty simple. It's pretty basic. And I think most of us know this, but we just get caught in that trap of eating fast, convenient foods that really aren't that good for us.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So, learn to read those labels. And if people are after extra information, there is so much out there from the reputable sources. So Diabetes Australia, the Heart Foundation, just do some research or talk to an expert to get your own individual advice. But really important to keep on top of your health.
Dr. Dom, as always, we know it makes sense. We just have to keep on that track.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, we're talking nicknames today. Do you have one?
My name's Dominique.
Yes.
Obviously. And everybody in Adelaide calls me Nikki, so no one knows me.
I knew that. That's weird.
Okay. Anyway, so that's our nutritionalist, Dr. Nick.
That's exactly right.
Oh, it's Dr. Nick.
Dr. Nick. Dr. Dom,
that's a worry.
Thank you so much for your time. Stay safe, stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
It is The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9.